Christ is truly above all. And so by that message we learn that he is truth, and it is not merely the words our Lord spoke that we are to strive to conform to, for every word he spoke, we know through Holy Mother Church, was certainly true. But when today's gospel refers to him as above all, it means every action he manifests to us in his humanity, everything he does and everything he says is that which is truly true. And so we must seek always to imitate the Lord. For the Lord tells us at the end of today's gospel that if we seek to imitate him, we will not experience the wrath of God. The wrath of God being eternal condemnation in hell for all eternity. We know very clearly that in this modernist age and in this modernist way of thinking, hell is something that we are not supposed to speak of. Indeed, one critique of a catechetical series says that speaking of hell may frighten children. Our Lord, in an appearance to a saint one time, said that when asked the question, why did he create hell, he said in answer, I created hell for those who would not come to heaven out of pure love of me. That is, they would begin by fear of hell. Indeed, Saint Teresa of Avila tells us herself that her journey in the spiritual life began by her fear of being condemned for all eternity in hell, that ultimately grew to that profound love of God which made her a saint in the mystical body of the Church. But we see very clearly what is at stake is our eternal salvation. And so we must constantly be reminded of those doctrines that the Lord spoke, because, as we know, they are truth and they are life. But also we must pray constantly for the grace to strive to imitate the Lord in all things, in all his actions and in all the ways, in the way he went about applying the trade of Saint Joseph the carpenter, in his public ministry, how he dealt with his persecutors, how he dealt with his apostles and all his disciples. All are worthy of imitation because all are true, and everything else is earthly and from the earth. It is only in the Son of God do we see in humanity that perfect confirmation to the will of the Father. And after our Lord, we turn most especially in this day and age to the ever-blessed Virgin Mary, or it is more proper to say, not after the Lord, but we turn to Our Lady, giving ourselves entirely to her in order that she may transform us into Christ. For she, and she alone, has a unique perspective on all the mysteries of salvation, because she is the Immaculate Conception, and so she had no sin, no personal sin of herself to repair, rather, her suffering and her sacrifice and all she did redound to the glory of God, and ultimately her cooperation with her Son's mission to suffer and die would constitute her the co-redemptrix of the world. Most especially we see this at the foot of the cross, and it is a very significant thing that at the foot of the cross our Lord entrusted each and every one of us to the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that under her care and under her guidance and under her maternal protection, we may slowly and surely be conformed to Jesus and to Jesus Christ crucified. And so let us entrust ourselves entirely to her who alone can truly form us into Christ, so that we always, under her care, are seeking conformity to the truth, not merely in what our Lord said, but striving to put all that he said into practice, so that it can be said of each and every member of the mystical body what was said of Saint Francis of Assisi at the end of his life, that it was not so much that Saint Francis prayed, but that his whole life had become a prayer. That is, everything he did was a plea to God, a thanksgiving to God, and a glorification of God, so that truly in everything he did, he was constantly praying and fulfilling that precept of the gospel in which our Lord tells us that we must strive to pray at all times. And so every breath he would take in some way was united to that mystery of prayer, because he truly had become conformed to Christ and ultimately to Christ crucified. And so let us strive not to think, not to think in earthly ways and do earthly things, but let us strive always to conform ourselves to the man who comes from above, because he is not merely man, but he is the co-eternal Son of the Father, and so he is true God and true man, and hence the only one who is truly worthy of imitation. And so let us strive to beg the Mother of God that she may help us to imitate her Son each and every moment of our lives, most especially in his passion and death, so that we, like the Lord, dying in the hands of the Mother, will be presented to the Eternal Father and accepted in our eternal home for all eternity.
Christus.